Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated rain showers, thunderstorms early, then becoming mostly sunny, upper 70s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear skies in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 80s with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid 60s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, 92. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A Kansas police officer is in critical condition, and the person who fired at officers is dead after a shootout over the weekend in Wichita. Two police officers were checking on the welfare of two women at a home in South Wichita around 10:15 Saturday night when the shooting began. Wichita Police Captain Wendell Nicholson said the suspect started shooting and one of the officers was hit several times. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. When other officers arrived, the suspect fired more shots at them. Nicholson said the officers returned fire and eventually the suspect was shot. He died at the scene. A splash park at a wildlife attraction just west of Wichita in Goddard has closed after health officials reported illness concerns and several families said their children became sick after visiting the site. Tanganyika Wildlife Park is working to fix a filtration system problem. Some who attended the splash park on Friday were throwing up and having diarrhea on Saturday. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
A splash park at a wildlife attraction in Goddard, just west of Wichita, has closed after health officials reported illness concerns and several families said their children became sick after visiting the splash park. Tanganyika Wildlife Parks Director Matt Fouts said in a Facebook post that he decided to close the attraction after discussions with the Sedgwick County Health Department. He said the park in Goddard is working to fix a filtration system problem. Family members who went to the splash park on Friday reported that children were throwing up and having diarrhea on Saturday. Authorities say a victim in his late teens was shot and killed in the Kansas City, Kansas area over the weekend. Officers responding just before 1:30 Saturday morning to a shooting call at a home. Police said the victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. Police didn't immediately release the teen's name or a suspect description. The killing is the 15th homicide of 2021 in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Kansas news on this Monday from the Mid-America Network.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network. a contract with an unusually low bid failed to deliver and cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Members of a special legislative committee said Friday they'd like to see changes in the process to ensure that bidders can reasonably deliver what they promise. Some lawmakers say they'd like to see more teeth in the appeals process. The committee was formed after the Kansas-based child welfare contractor St. Francis Ministries won the Nebraska job in 2019 by offering to do it for less than 60% of the bid of an Omaha agency that had served the state since 2010. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts planning to send about 24 state troopers to Texas later this month to help patrol the nation's border with Mexico. Ricketts said the aid is being provided to Texas under a pre-existing agreement that's normally activated in times of emergencies. Mid-America Network News.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Everyone age 12 and up is eligible to receive a vaccine. Community Healthcare System is here to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. We are looking forward to a great summer at Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve. Online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard a report from the Public Works Administrator. Road crews had started putting shoulder rock on recently done blacktops. This was using a lot of material, so they're looking to getting something for more direct placement of the rock to fill in drop-offs. The county councilor will be presenting the board and the appraiser with a contract to renew Francine Cromie's four-year contract, which expires June 30th. The sheriff met with the board to discuss traffic control for the Beach Boys concert July 31st at Alco Springs. Commissioners approved closing the East River Road from Highway 77 to Alco Springs that date, allowing one entrance into the park from the south. Sunflower Road will be for emergency vehicles only. The architect with Trainer HL has recommended the proposed jail project should remain on hold until next spring due to the cost of construction materials. He expected construction costs will start easing back down. The construction manager risk process could go forward at this time. Commissioners will set up a meeting with the architect in the near future to discuss drawings and screening of a construction manager at risk. The American Rescue Plan money the county is receiving could be utilized for a full body scanner, the ventilation system, or perhaps any nursing or medical portion of the project. Washington County Commissioners last week approved a resolution to any federal, state, or local initiatives that might impact personal property rights. The measure was in response to recent concerns regarding a 30-by-30 federal land conservation proposal and consideration of a National Heritage Tourism Area that would include areas in north-central Kansas into south-central Nebraska. That initiative has been suspended for the time due to multiple county actions. The resolution, however, is not specific to the immediate projects, but broader in scope. Haley Ordine was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board. Approval was given for purchase of two new dump trucks with plows and spreaders for $298,000 per truck. Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard was charged with directing the latest round of federal COVID funding allotted, with Washington County and the 12 communities to receive over $1.5 million as part of the American Rescue Plan. Guidelines for use of the funds are being established. The county will receive just over $1 million with another $500,000+ dedicated to local communities in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners last week heard updates on bridge work continuing in Adams and Mitchell Township, with a structure in Berwick Township closed and another in Richmond Township to be closed after inspections. Crews assisted with tree removal after recent windstorms. County Appraiser Betty Rader met to discuss her reappointment, which is a four-year term due in 2021. The county attorney has drafted a letter to be sent to Nemahal County Township officials concerning establishment of minimum maintenance roads in townships. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved a planning and zoning recommendation for locating an asphalt plant in Paddock Township following a public hearing with no opposition. Approval was given for a request for a beer garden permit for the Gage County Fair, with the sheriff having expressed no concerns. Supervisors extended the moratorium on submitting wind solar permit applications through December 31st this year. The vote 5-2 with Shuler and Lytle voting no. Gage County Townships will be allowed to decide if rock or gravel is more appropriate as road surfaces after a discussion of the merits and drawbacks of each. The county provides an allotment for material annually to the townships. Big Indian Creek Reservoir in southern Gage County has been closed to swimming due to high levels of blue-green algae. Boating and fishing is still allowed, however, with public exposure to the water discouraged. The announcement from the state was issued last week. Dave E. Stowes, age 72, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dave Stowes. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and apricots. Tomorrow, runs of casserole, sliced carrots, and pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east, southeast as we head through the day. This is just going to bring lingering showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest here early. Then it looks like clearing skies as we head into the afternoon hours, and a high pressure system will remain overhead, bringing us dry weather for tonight. Sunny skies as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday. We have another chance of showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures definitely cooler, at least for the next few days, than what we saw last week. So across the area, isolated rain showers, thunderstorms early, then clearing skies in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, 64, and Wednesday, mostly sunny. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 65. The record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We received just a few hundredths of an inch of rain overnight Saturday into Sunday. First day of summer yesterday, and we finally get a cool down. We're at 63 with a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Alex Parker here with Circle P Processing. The facility in Waterville is opening. Call us at 363-6120 to book your slot for processing beef and hogs in Marshall County. I'm offering upfront pricing so you know exactly what the cost will be before you even leave your house. Don't wait. Slots are filling up fast, especially with fair season coming up. Call Circle P Processing today at 363-6120 and follow us on Facebook.
Another Game 7 meltdown for the Sixers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite a cold shooting night from Trae Young, the Hawks supporting cast stepped up and delivered a fatal blow to the process in Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Semis in Philadelphia.
Now Trae dribbling towards the lane. His pass underneath. Clint Capella jams it home.
The call on WZGC. Young played the role of facilitator, dishing out 10 assists to go along with 21 points. Kevin Huerter led all Hawks with 27 points. Atlanta dethroned the 76ers 103-96 to advance to the conference final. A week-long layoff and the loss of Chris Paul did not affect the Suns one bit.
Tried to find Zubac, turns it over. Moore up to Booker. Booker pulls up for three from deep. Got it!
On ESPN Radio, Devin Booker recorded his first career triple-double. 40 points, 13 boards, 11 assists. Phoenix held off the Clippers 120-114 to take Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. 2 weeks after he was forced to withdraw from the Memorial due to a positive COVID test, John Rahm made the toughest test in golf look easy. Birdies on 17 and 18 gave Rahm a one-stroke victory over Louis Oosthuizen to win the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Rahm said the way the final round unfolded was beyond his wildest dreams.
It's incredible that I'm sitting next to this trophy, you know. I just knew on a Sunday, the way I had been playing on the Sundays, the last few majors, I just had to be close, and I knew I could get it done, and I'm keeping that good Sunday mojo going.
It's Rahm's first career major championship. He also became the world's number one ranked golfer. Stanley Cup, it wasn't Vegas, but a local player pulled the winning hand for the Golden Knights in a semifinal game four north of the border.
Pacioretty grabs it, drops the shoulder, goes behind the net. Trying to turn and shoot it. He does. Loose in front. Big save by Price. On Roy, and he scores.
On TSN Radio 690, Quebecer Nicolas Roy's overtime goal helped Vegas edge the Canadiens 2-1 to even their series at two games apiece. This is Rich Cantu.
That'll be good. You can taxi up too, and hold short of the taxiway if you would. Then I'll get your bonus as soon as I can.
It's Thunder Over the Heartland, presented by Core First Bacon Trust. June 26th to 27th in Topeka, the sky will shake. See the reenactment of December 7th, Pearl Harbor.
God bless America. We are Torah, Torah, Torah.
Thunder Over the Heartland features vintage planes to jets. See Randy Ball's MiG 17. Tickets available online now. HeartlandAirshow.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. On Wednesday, the Senate Agriculture Committee is bringing representatives of producers as well as experts in the meatpacking industry and cattle markets for a hearing on industry pricing practices. According to sources, the witnesses will be Rabobank animal protein analyst Dustin Aharon, K-State economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer, Mary Hendrickson of the University of Missouri, a rural sociologist who studies food systems, a cattle rancher Mark Gardner from Ashland, and South Dakota auctioneer Justin Tupper. Committee member Deb Fisher of Nebraska said the hearing will educate a lot of her colleagues on the issues that they're facing and how the different segments of the industry are tied together, she said, especially in her state. It is far from clear, however, whether the hearing will result in legislation, but Congress does need to extend a livestock price reporting law by the end of the year. For the seventh month in a row, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index stayed above growth neutral. The overall index, still a strong 70, falling almost 9 points, though, from May's record of 78.8. The index ranges from 0 to 100, 50 being growth neutral. Now, this comes from a monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region, depending on agriculture and energy. About 46% of bank CEOs report their local economy expanded between May and June. Dr. Ernie Goss, Creighton University, who oversees the index, said strong grain prices, the Fed's record low interest rates, and growing exports underpinning the rural Main Street economy. He said continued dry conditions will start to have an effect on markets and the crops soon, as he talked with several bankers. The farmland index price, by the way, advanced significantly above growth neutral. The June farmland index did slip lower, but still strong at 75.9. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. Cattlemen have made great strides in improving the quality of their calves. A powerful free tool available for producers helps to inform buyers about the predicted feedlot and carcass success of their calves. For 50 years, the Roth family, Norman and Cammie, has raised quality Simmental cattle in South Central Kansas, but they recognize quality genetics and good grass alone aren't enough to keep their operation competitive. That's why 4 years ago they started using the International Genetic Solutions Feeder Profit Calculator.
And that Feeder Profit Calculator, we bring it to the sale every year. The sale barn posts it online ahead of time so order buyers can find that information. And then we hand it out to order buyers ahead of the sale as well. We don't want to sell just straight commodity cattle. We want everything to be value added. We want people to know that we've done a good job. We've done the genetic selection. We've put the management into them. It shows that I've done the work and that I've produced good cattle, and I care about what I'm producing. I care about what I'm selling, even if they're not familiar with the program.
The Roths are using IGS's feeder profit calculator as a third-party validation tool to identify areas for improvement. For instance, the calculator showed a need to increase carcass weight. Now the family's identifying sires with rapid early growth without excessive mature size or frame scores.
Of course, the first year we did it, we had no idea if what it was going to come back. And came back pretty decent. We were $4 or $5 above average. And this year, being the fourth year, we had the highest value over the base price of any year. So we've been working to improve that a little bit.
The Roths say enrollment was easy for the family. The IGS feeder profit calculator is offered to all cattle producers at no cost and is available for mobile use through the App Store. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for graze and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're on the summer schedule with sales every other week. And we'll feature a sale next Monday, June 28th, selling both cattle and hay. Closed again July 5th. Again, the every other week schedule is posted on their website at Beatrice77Livestock.com. You can turn there to find early consignments as well as additional information. No sale this week. They will have a cattle and hay sale next Monday, June 28th, the Atra 77 Livestock Sales.
50 now, $15 in there, $70 now.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210. It's known as the Copper State, the Grand Canyon State, and the Italy of America. We tell you about this area in the southwestern part of the country on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 21st, the 172nd day of the year. Maureen Stapleton was born on this day in 1925, and on this day in 1939, legendary Major League Baseball player Lou Gehrig retired from the game due to illness. He played for the New York Yankees for all of his 17 seasons. It's also National Arizona Day, where we celebrate the state of eternal summer becoming part of our nation. Interestingly enough, Arizona actually became a state on Valentine's Day in 1912. There are 22 national parks and monuments in Arizona, as well as two of the highest-rated waterfalls in the U.S. That's Havasu in Grand Falls. It's also the only place on the planet where the saguaro cactus can grow. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about our 50 states online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and a pleasant start to this summer season. 63 degrees in Marysville with a cloudy overcast. Highs around 80 on tap with milder temperatures from the summer-like temps we had last week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. A win for the Royals, a loss for the Wind Surge. We'll start with the boys in blue. Jared Dyson capped a 10-pitch at-bat with a tie-breaking two-run double in a three-run third inning off Nathan Eovaldi. And the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the Boston Red Sox 7-3 for their first series win in nearly 3 weeks. Mike Minor allowed two runs and nine hits over 6 2/3 innings for the Royals, who had lost 12 of their previous 14 games. Whit Merrifield got his 800th Major League hit in the first and a two-hit run homer in the sixth against Yasiel Rios. Royals back in action tomorrow as they'll open a three-game series with the New York Yankees. Wichita Wind Surge battled back from an 8-1 deficit but could not find the tying run as they fell to the Springfield Cardinals in the series finale yesterday 8-7 at Riverfront Stadium. The Surge begins a two-week road trip in Texas starting tomorrow. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
I bet he's sitting somewhere sipping whiskey straight at a bar in Wyoming, with his old black hat pulled over his eyes looking like a mystery. They'll wonder where he's been, where he's heading now, just like I did when I first met him, just like I still do now. I met him on a Tennessee summer day. I always knew I should have ran. Between his sad blue eyes and his southern drawl, I never stood a chance. So handsome but so rough, broken but still tough. I figured I couldn't make him happy if I just loved him enough.
I should have known cowboys always ride away.
wasn't able to. Now he's somewhere out west tonight, blowing smoke into the dark, with his lips around a cigarette and a thumb over her heart. I bet her mama doesn't like him, and she'll never understand how her daughter fell in love with my Marlboro man.
Is a